Accessing Higher Ground Accessible Media, Web, and Technology Conference, November 18 to 22, 2019 at the Westin Westminster, Colorado, in collaboration with AHEAD and Athen. Overall schedule: Monday, November 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Registration desk open, 9 a.m., noon a.m. beverage break, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. pre-conference sessions, 1 to 2:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 2:30 to 5 p.m. pre-conference sessions asterisk, 3:30 to 4 p.m. p.m. beverage break, Tuesday, November 19, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. registration desk open, 10:30 to 11 a.m. a.m. beverage break, 9 a.m., noon pre-conference sessions, noon, 1:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. pre-conference sessions, 3 to 3:30 p.m. p.m. beverage break, Wednesday, November 20, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. registration desk open, 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions, 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. exhibit hall open, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions, 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. exhibit hall refreshment break, 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. breakout sessions, 12:20 to 2 p.m. lunch meetups, or on your own. 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. breakout sessions, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. breakout sessions, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. exhibit hall reception, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Athen annual meeting, Thursday, November 21, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. registration desk open, 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions, 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. exhibit hall open, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. roundtable discussions, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. exhibit hall refreshment break, 12:30 to 2 p.m. lunch meetups, or on your own. 2 to 3 p.m. breakout sessions, 3:15 to 4:05 breakout sessions, 4:20 to 5:20 p.m. breakout sessions, 5:20 to 6:30 exhibit hall refreshment break, 7 to 8:30 p.m. keynote banquet featuring Dr. Wanda Diaz-Merced. Friday, November 22, 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. registration desk open, 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. breakout sessions, 11:30 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. lunch, on your own. 12:45 to 1:45 p.m. breakout sessions, 2 to 3 p.m. breakout sessions, asterisk creating accessible digital documents in MS Office ends at 5:30 p.m. Find conference evaluation forms at accessinghighground.org/evaluate, hashtag AHG2019, meeting space, image of meeting space, table of contents, special sessions, receptions, and meeting 7 to 8. Pre-conference sessions, Monday, November 13, Tuesday 15 to 18. Breakout sessions, Wednesday 19 to 36, Thursday 37 to 55, Friday 57 to 67, Exhibitor Presentation Schedule 69, Exhibit Hall Map 70, Exhibitor Directory 71 to 79, Advertising Index, Able Docs 3, Rev 6, Monsido 09, Pope Tech 9, Text Help 10, Vispero 10, College Success at Perkins 14, Equidox Bionics 55, Concourse 56, Adobe 56, 3 Play Media 67, Accessibility A 68, BlueDAG 68, Verbit 79, Common Look 80, Blackboard 80, Cengage 81, AI Media 81. The inclusion of third-party advertisements, samples, displays, sponsorships, and / or exhibits does not constitute an endorsement, guarantee, warranty, or recommendation by AHEAD, and we make no representations or warranties about any product or service contained therein. Special sessions, receptions, and meetings. Able Docs Welcome Reception, Tuesday, November 19, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Able Docs makes document accessibility fast, easy, secure, and cost-effective. With best-in-class technology and deep category expertise, AbleDocs offers solutions that are ADA compliant every single time. AbleDocs would like to invite you to join us on Tuesday, November 19, 2019 for a welcome reception to help start off this year's Accessing Higher Ground conference with a fun social event that allows attendees to meet, network or just catch up with friends and colleagues. Roundtables. AHG will have 2 1-hour blocks of time, Thursday, November 21 at 10:30 a.m. and Friday, November 22 at 8 a.m. for roundtables and small group meetings. For the specific topics and room locations, visit accessinghighground.org/roundtables or check at registration desk. Lunch meetups. Conference attendees will have 2 hours for lunch on Wednesday, November 20th and 1.5 hours on Thursday, November 21st. For those of you who would like a slightly facilitated networking opportunity during your lunch hours, we are offering lunch meetups based on your input from a poll sent out in October. To see the lunch topics and locations, visit accessinghighground.org/lunch meetups or check at registration desk. EPUB and Accessible Educational Materials Track. In this main conference track, offered Wednesday, Friday, representatives from the publishing industry, early adopters from DSS offices and representatives from the standards community will talk about how educational materials has been transformed and accessibility improved by the advent of the EPUB standard and the development of EPUB educational materials. The benefits offered and the challenges still faced by those seeking to adopt EPUB will be discussed with input and questions encouraged from the AHG audience. These sessions are labeled EPUB in the session title. UDUC Mini Conference on Teaching Accessibility and UD. This series of sessions, offered throughout the main conference, Wednesday, Friday, will focus on topics related to the teaching and application of accessibility and universal design in university curriculum. These sessions are labeled UDUC in the session title. Exhibitor reception. Wednesday, November 20th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Join us in the exhibit hall for hors d'oeuvres and refreshments, cash bar. Athen meeting. Wednesday, November 20th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Westminster Ballroom 4. Stop by the Athen Annual Meeting to learn about the Access Technology Higher Education Network and its resources. Pre-keynote reception. Thursday, November 21st, 5:20 to 6:30 p.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Join us for snacks and drinks before the keynote banquet. Keynote presentation and dinner. Thursday, November 21st, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Legacy Ballroom. Featuring Dr. Wanda Diaz-Merced. Human-Centered Astronomy. In this keynote talk, Dr. Merced will share the approaches to disability inclusion in the field of astronomy from the perspective of performance, metrics of productivity and human-centered approaches. Monday, November 18th. Full-day pre-conference sessions. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. registration open, Fountain Greens Foyer. 9 a.m., noon a.m. coffee break, Stanley Foyer. 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. pre-conference sessions. 1 to 2:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 3:30 to 4 p.m. coffee break, Stanley Foyer. Complete session details can be found at accessinghighground.org. Full-day pre-conference sessions, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Getting to grips with EPUB. Richard Orme, DAISY Consortium. Amy Salmon, Tech for All. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium. Joseph Palazzotto, UC Berkeley. EPUB has become a common file format for academic publications. This workshop will help library, faculty, and DSO colleagues get up to speed with this publishing standard and its built-in accessibility features. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. Managing Accessibility Testing. G.N. Wild, Accessibility Oz. Get an introduction to the broad range of testing tools and methods that are currently used in the field. Through hands-on use, learn about a wide range of testing tools, and get interactive demos of common automated accessibility testing tools. Apply testing methods in practice, with scope analysis, and establishing representative test samples. Westminster I. PDF Remediation with Common Look PDF. Paul Reyes, Common Look. In this workshop, you'll learn to use Common Look PDF to quickly, accurately, and easily remediate PDFs and verify that they pass against WCAG 2.0A, or other standards such as PDF/UA or HHS. Bring a laptop with Adobe Acrobat and Common Look PDF installed. Westminster 2. Nobility's Accessibility Masterclass. Becky Gibson, Nobility. Robert Jolly, Nobility. The Big Picture Overview for Any Stage of Implementing an Accessibility Program Across an Organization. Starting with the institutional evaluation and providing tools and methodology for each stage, our team will take you through what you need to put in place a process to ensure that you reach and maintain your accessibility goals. Westminster 3. PDF Accessibility Train the Trainer, 2-Day Session. Rob Haverty, Adobe. Come learn about creating accessible PDFs and how to teach others. This hands-on lab will cover accessible PDF creation and remediation, advanced PDF topics, and accessible PDF forms. Materials will be given to attendees for use in class and to keep. Attendance at both days and completion of a test are for your Adobe Certified PDF Trainer Certificate. Westminster 4. Wagging the Dog, Secret Macro/Replace Tricks and Tips in Alternate Format Production. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Robert Beach, Kansas City, Kansas Community College. We will cover an array of secret time-saving tips and tricks to using Quick Convert OCR and macros and find and replace functions in Microsoft Word. This is an intermediate level lab for those who want to take their Word editing skills to the next level. Stanley 2 Lab. Half-day pre-conference session, 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Creating Accessible Digital Documents in MS Office, Virtual. Christy Elmore, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Robin Ertz, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Chris Johnson, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Rachel Tendell, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. John Robnett, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. If you use Microsoft Office programs to provide digital content, such as documents that are shared online or via email, then this workshop is for you. The workshop will cover Word, PowerPoint, and Excel accessibility features that lead to a document that passes the built-in accessibility checker and a more accessible PDF document. Cotton Creek I. Tuesday, November 19th. Full-day pre-conference sessions. 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Registration open, Fountain Greens Foyer. 10:30 to 11 a.m. a.m. Coffee break, Stanley Foyer. 9 a.m. to 4:30 pre-conference sessions. Noon, 1:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 3 to 3:30 p.m. coffee break, Stanley Foyer. Complete session details can be found at accessinghigherground.org. Full-day pre-conference sessions, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Mobile Site Accessibility Testing. GN Wild, Accessibility Oz. Learn how to fully test a mobile site so that it can be used by people with disabilities. This session will cover the ICT mobile site testing methodology and guidelines with step-by-step instructions. Westminster I. Creating Accessible PDF Forms Using Adobe Acrobat Pro DC. Karen McCall, Open Access Technologies. Participants begin the workshop with an accessible tagged PDF form template with placeholders/questions demonstrating a variety of form controls that can be added to create an accessible PDF form. Learn how to create radio buttons, check boxes, and either drop-down or combo boxes. Take away an example of an accessible PDF form. Westminster 2. PDF Accessibility Train the Trainer, 2-Day Session. Rob Haverty, Adobe. Come learn about creating accessible PDFs and how to teach others. This hands-on lab will cover accessible PDF creation and remediation, advanced PDF topics, and accessible PDF forms. Materials will be given to attendees for use in class and to keep. Attendance at both days and completion of a test are for your Adobe Certified PDF Trainer Certificate. Westminster 4, Create Accessible Documents in Word and PowerPoint, Web AIM Certificate. George Joe Eckel, Utah State University / Web AIM. Participants in this full-day workshop will review the fundamentals of creating accessible documents in three ubiquitous applications: Microsoft Word and PowerPoint, Adobe Acrobat Professional. Participants will also be enrolled in an online, independent study, video-based course that will cover the workshop materials in greater detail. Cotton Creek 2. Inside EPUB. Richard Orme, DAISY Consortium. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium. Amy Salmon, Tech for All. Joseph Palazzotto, UC Berkeley. Rachel Comerford, Macmillan Learning. When university staff are familiar with accessible EPUBs, they will want to take it to the next level. Attendees will learn how to evaluate EPUBs for accessibility, use free tools to enhance the files for an even better student experience, such as adding notes, descriptions, additional resources, and understand how faculty can create EPUBs. Standley I, Adobe Lab. Introduction to Online Course Accessibility. Joseph Faria Galicia, UC Berkeley. Luis Perez, National Center on Accessible Educational Materials for Learning, the AEM Center. This full-day workshop introduces online course accessibility through a Universal Design for Learning, UDL, theoretical lens. Reasons for building and maintaining accessible courses are contextualized, explained, and demonstrated from both a student and institutional perspective. Emphasis is given to the use and evaluation of features within an LMS. Standley 2 Lab. Understanding the ARIA Authoring Practices and Screen Readers. John Gunderson, University of Illinois. In this workshop, participants will learn how the Accessible Rich Internet Application, ARIA, requirements can be used to make web resources more accessible and how the use of ARIA changes the user experience for screen reader users. The workshop will provide hands-on activities to learn about ARIA and how screen readers work. Meadowbrook I. Inclusive Design, The Product and the Process. Derek Featherstone, Level Access. There are two types of inclusion that we need to address with our work in the digital space. Inclusion that allows people with disabilities to effectively use products, and inclusion of people with disabilities in the process of design itself. In this workshop, you'll get the insights you need to improve both. Meadowbrook 2. Half-day pre-conference session, 9 a.m. noon. Acquiring Accessible IT Products for Your Campus, Virtual. Cheryl Pruitt, Accessible Technology Initiative, California University Chancellor's Office. Sue Cullen, Accessible Technology Initiative, California State University, Chancellor's Office. Don Okanica, California State University, Chancellor's Office. Lynn Mahoney, McGraw-Hill Education. Acquiring accessible IT products is one of the biggest challenges facing an institution when implementing an accessible technology program. To meet this challenge, the CSU has developed a process that integrates accessibility requirements into campus business processes and puts the responsibility on vendors for the accessibility of their product. Cotton Creek I. Half-day pre-conference session, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. You can create accessible math for students with print disabilities, virtual. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Creating accessible math for students with print disabilities seems to be an insurmountable task, but the truth is, there are some great tools out there to create accessible math and other STEM content. This session will show you how, and the promise is, yes, you can do this. Cotton Creek I. Wednesday, November 20th. Full-day pre-conference sessions. 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Registration open, Fountain Greens Foyer. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Exhibit Hall open, WB Foyer. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. exhibit hall refreshment break. 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 12:20 to 2 p.m. lunch meetups, or on your own. 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. breakout sessions. 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. exhibit hall reception. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Athen annual meeting, WB4. Complete session details can be found at accessinghigherground.org. Breakout sessions, 8 to 9 a.m. Using Pattern Lab and Drupal 8 to stop reinventing the accessibility wheel. Carly Gerard, Western Washington University. In 2018, Western Washington University completed a redesign of their homepage. This time, it was redesigned with accessibility in mind. Learn how Pattern Lab and Drupal 8 together created an elegant yet accessible website, with a reusable pattern library so developers can stop reinventing the wheel of accessibility. Waverly. Accessibility and universal design for online courses, making the practice practicable, and a bit less scary, Virtual A. Carrie Hamburg, University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This presentation will detail our approach and practice for bringing our state university online courses into compliance with accessibility requirements through the framework of universal design principles. We focus on practical solutions, flexibility, and the time-saving benefits of innovation, broadening the appeal for a once intimidating topic. Meadowbrook I/2. There are two sides to every story, VPATs. Kara Zirkel, Essential Accessibility. Voluntary Product Accessibility Templates, VPATs, are they worth it? This has been a controversial conversation in the past with no real underlining answers. We'll discuss the life cycle of the VPAT question from the requester/customer, third-party vendor and an accessibility vendor. Cotton Creek I. Born Accessible, Ensuring You're Adopting Accessible Course Materials, APUB. Aaron Lucas, Red Shelf. How can you ensure your campus is adopting the most accessible digital course materials? And if accessible materials are not available, how does Red Shelf help support DSOs with accommodations and faculty-created materials? During this session, we'll dive into these questions and outline how Red Shelf is setting a new standard for end-to-end campus accessibility support. Cotton Creek 2. Introduction to Accessible PDF Documents, Virtual B. Rob Haverty, Accessibility, Adobe. Making PDF documents and forms accessible can be a daunting task when you don't know what tools are available and which is the best one to use. In this session, participants will be introduced to the various tools available in Acrobat Pro DC and walk through the workflow to take a document, convert it to a PDF, and fix some of the basic tagging issues. Double session. Stanley I. Adobe Lab. 3D Printing Educational Models for All Students, Lecture/Demo. Jonathan Gorges, College of the Desert. College of the Desert has been using 3D printers in the Disabled Students Programs and Services Department for 3 years, creating tactile 3D objects for students to use in the classroom. This session will discuss using 3D printers to create educational models for all students. 3D models allow students to explore things as small atoms to galaxies in space. Double session. Stanley 2 Lab. We're all in this together, lessons from a help desk in changing culture. Vanessa Zurowski, University of Minnesota. Using change management and consensus gathering theories used to support customer-first focus at the UMN Technology Help Desk, we will discuss strategies to promote accessibility as one of your organization's values. Participants will learn vocabulary needed to identify the layers of resistance in their teams, build buy-in, and create change. Windsor. Future of Accessibility Guidelines for Web and ICT. Gene Spellman, Tetralogical. See the progress on next major version of W3C Accessibility Guidelines that will be the successor of the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG. See the prototypes with improved usability, examples of WCAG guidance written in simple language, and more flexible conformance. Give your feedback on the direction of this major revision. Westminster I. Tips and Tricks for Inexpensive Accessibility Testing, Videotaped A. Elizabeth Semester, Blackboard, Inc. The idea of testing applications for accessibility, like PDFs, can seem expensive, time-consuming, and overwhelming to many people who are new to the idea of accessibility. This session will provide attendees some simple and inexpensive techniques to better understand the accessibility of the applications at their institutions. Westminster 2. Faculty Learning Community for Inclusive Pedagogy, Videotaped B. Michelle Jarman, University of Wyoming. Christine Boggs, University of Wyoming. In an effort to increase faculty engagement with inclusive pedagogy, a learning community was established at the University of Wyoming, UW, to implement and evaluate universal design for learning and inclusive practices. Faculty researchers present findings and discuss potential applications of this model. Westminster 3. Universal Access Live, Remote Note-Taking for the Wider Student Population. Kelly Smith, AI Media. Today's student body is increasingly diverse. While the deaf and hard of hearing have acknowledged needs, new groups such as those with an autism spectrum disorder, ASD, mental health issues, anxiety and depression, and those who have English as an additional language also have access needs. New solutions such as remote live note-taking can provide universal access for all. Westminster 4. Lessons learned from managing a student workforce in creating STEM alternate materials. Brian Richwine, Indiana University Bloomington. Mary Storrs, Principal Accessibility Consultant, Indiana University Bloomington. An overview of lessons learned in 15 plus years of producing alternate formats of STEM materials in higher ed courses for students with low vision and blindness. Topics covered include selecting student workers, team building and organization, training, alt formats utilized, tools used, and experiences contracting alt media from vendors. Lake House. Exhibitor presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 9 to 9:30 a.m. DocSoft, captioning. Simple Easy. 9:40 to 10:10 a.m. BlueDAG, using technology to streamline ADA compliance. Breakout sessions, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Inclusive course design requires a team. Cheryl Ballinger, Georgia Tech College of Design. Instructors or faculty developing course content must develop using universal design principles from the beginning. Using a team approach with the right people at the table is the answer. Waverly. Overview of the Microsoft Immersive Reading Tools in Office 365, Virtual A. Karen McCall, Open Access Technologies. This session will provide an overview of the immersive reading tools, also known as learning tools, in Microsoft Office 365 applications like Word, Outlook, OneNote, and Edge. Although these tools help people with learning, cognitive or print disabilities, they are useful for everyone, and Microsoft is always adding new features and tools. Meadowbrook I/2. Accessible and user-friendly drag-and-drop questions. Emily Berglund, McGraw-Hill. Lynn Mahoney, McGraw-Hill Education. Drag-and-drop questions are popular but often inaccessible. In an effort to create drag-and-drop questions for all students, in 2018 we updated our ordering and matching question types for WCAG compliance. In 2019, we dedicated ourselves to usability improvements. We will share our progress and lessons learned. Cotton Creek I. Creating an Inclusive Library Environment. Stephanie Robbins, University of Colorado Denver. Jennifer Maxwell, Community College of Denver. Ryan Turch, Auraria Library. Members of the Library Accessibility Committee at the Tri-Institutional Auraria Library in Denver co-discuss how they have collaborated on projects to provide an inclusive environment within the library. Topics will include areas of incorporating assistive technology, accessible physical spaces, and digital accessibility projects. Cotton Creek 2. Introduction to Accessible PDF Documents, Virtual B, continued. Rob Haverty, Adobe. Making PDF documents and forms accessible can be a daunting task when you don't know what tools are available and which is the best one to use. In this session, participants will be introduced to the various tools available in Acrobat Pro DC and walk through the workflow to take a document, convert it to a PDF, and fix some of the basic tagging issues. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. 3D Printing Educational Models for All Students, Lecture/Demo, continued. Jonathan Gorges, College of the Desert. College of the Desert has been using 3D printers in the Disabled Students Programs and Services Department for 3 years, creating tactile 3D objects for students to use in the classroom. This session will discuss using 3D printers to create educational models for all students. 3D models allow students to explore things as small atoms to galaxies in space. Stanley 2 Lab. Integrating a 11Y on your site and organization from the ground up. Samuel Acuna, Visa. The web is lacking proper accessibility enhancements, and when developers, stakeholders, and designers have to add accessibility features, it's often seen as a painful process. We'll look at how we've alleviated this issue within the Visa design system as a case study, and what tools you can use to enhance your site for a true accessible experience. Windsor. UDL and Accessibility Strategies in the Classroom Using Faculty Learning Communities. Scott Atkins, Rochester Institute of Technology. Sarah Sly, Rochester Institute of Technology. Stephanie Cawthon, University of Texas. This paper describes strategies resulting from a project on enhancing access, engagement, and success of deaf and hard of hearing, DHH, students in post-secondary courses. Strategies resulted from a process of pairing faculty with DHH student mentors for a semester of observation and reflection, and from participating in faculty learning communities. Westminster I. IT Procurement, Accessibility as a Functional Criterion, videotaped A. Hati Ranjan, University of Washington. In this session, we will describe how we address the accessibility of local and third-party applications from RFP to deployment while sharing the story of our collaboration with multiple technology companies. Westminster 2. Trending Tech Tools 2019 Update, What's New, What's Improved, and What's on the Horizon for Assistive Technology and Accessibility Tools, Virtual B. Rachel Cruzell, University of St. Thomas. The fields of assistive technology and accessibility are in perpetual states of change. Companies are making constant updates to their products. Staying on top of updates is essential for any assistive technology or EIT professional. This session will focus on assistive technology and accessibility updates and changes from major technology companies. Westminster 3. Case Study. Census Access LTI at Columbia College Improving Accessibility to Instructional Material. Lars Belio Christensen, Census APS. Tanya Steffens, Census APS. The presentation will highlight the findings of a case study at Columbia College, using the Census Access LTI plugin to Canvas to improve accessibility to course material and use real-life examples to illustrate how to support inclusion at a community college setting. Westminster 4. Design Systems for Accessible Accessibility. Jiayin Chen, Stanford University. Greg Hanek, Indiana University. Take a look at how universities may make accessibility easier to operationalize and scale using design systems. We will showcase a few open-source design systems and discuss how thoughtfully constructed design systems and pattern libraries will minimize accessibility and design issues. Lake House. Exhibit Hall Break, 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Exhibitor Presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 10:55 to 11:20 a.m. AI Media, Audio Description. 11:35 a.m. Noon Concourse Syllabus Management, How Accessible is Your Syllabus? Breakout Sessions, 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Fusion Assistive Technology, for on and off the campus use. Melinda Colby, the University of Texas at Dallas. Learn about the University of Texas at Dallas efforts to acquire, implement, and market Fusion. Fusion is assistive technology for blind, visually impaired, and learning disabled individuals that incorporates JAWS and Zoom Text. Waverly. Creating accessible comics and graphic novels, Virtual A. Eric Stallard, Pima Community College. This session will teach the basics of creating accessible digital versions, PDF, of comic books and graphic novels for use with text-to-speech readers, Read and Write Gold, etc., using Abbey Fine Reader 14 software. This allows readers with disabilities to experience comic books with greater fidelity to the layout of images and text zones. Meadowbrook I/2. Navigating the Venn Diagram of Video Accessibility Laws, Virtual B. Alisa Adelberg, 3Play Media. With multiple accessibility laws in the U.S., as well as dozens of lawsuits and DOJ/OCR inquiries related to inaccessible IT, it can be extremely difficult to navigate the legal requirements for video accessibility at your organization. This session will create a Venn diagram of video A11Y laws to help you navigate your obligations. Cotton Creek I. Reimagining the lecture note-taking experience to make note-taking accessible for all. Paul Davis, SonoSent. Discover how user research and work within the accessibility community helped to shape SonoSent's latest cloud-based note-taking tool. Paul gives you exclusive access to the new app and how it scaffolds the note-taking process for your students. Explore how usability and accessibility best practice ultimately translates to good design for all. Cotton Creek 2. Where Accessibility Lives, Incorporating A11Y into Your Process and Team. Derek Featherstone, Level Access. To ensure accessibility as an outcome, we must make sure that accessibility and inclusion is embedded in an organization's mindset, processes, and tools. Beginning with mindset and then moving into the design and development process, and finally into tool set, we'll examine the journey to accessibility. Stanley I. Adobe Lab. Making audio and video media accessible, WC3/Way Guidance, Lecture/Demo. Sean Henry, W3CWay/MIT. This session covers creating new media, making existing media accessible, project management, in-house and outsourced, return on investment, ROI, for organizations, and understanding the user experience. It introduces a new free online resource and invites attendees to ask questions, share experiences, and contribute to media accessibility. Stanley 2 Lab. Global Portraits of Inclusion, an ethnographic account of accessibility in education. John Scott, Blackboard. During the Blackboard Ally Tour, we visited over 40 colleges, universities, and K-12 districts across three continents to learn how they are addressing accessibility challenges and integrating universal design for learning to support students. Through interviews and accessibility data, we share a portrait of inclusive learning from around the globe. Windsor. Grassroots Successes from Small College Accessible. Deborah Dorsey, Maryland Online. Richard Smith, Instructional Designer, Harford Community College. Mark Bandy, Manager for Digital Communications, Harford Community College. This is the true story of five colleagues picked to attend the 2016 Accessing Higher Ground Conference and have their experiences documented to find out what happens when small colleges face accessibility issues and invested people change the way their institution develops, procures, maintains, and uses electronic and information technology, EIT. Westminster I. Teaching about accessibility in computing courses, UDUC, videotaped A. Cheryl Bergstaller, University of Washington. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. Learn how accessible/inclusive/universal design and other proactive design practices can be integrated within computing and IT courses and thus increase the pool of future computing and IT professionals that know how to develop accessible technology. Westminster 2. If you give an instructor usability, the slippery slope to accessibility, videotaped B. Christopher Phillips, Utah State University. While most instructors agree with the general concept of accessibility, how can help them move from understanding to actually creating accessible content? Join this session to consider strategies that emphasize usability over accessibility, examine our motivations and help others create more inclusive experiences. Westminster 3. Making an online STAT course accessible through EPUB. Jinhee Chu, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Juliana Garcia, Accessibility Specialist, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. This session will share our experience to create accessible video lecture transcripts for a business STAT course in EPUB format for MOOC learners. The major elements of EPUB and faculty/staff training during the process will be introduced with EPUB samples. This will lead to further discussion about challenges and adaptation in different contexts. Westminster 4. Apps for Academic Success. Shannon Levy, Colorado State University. Anna Walker, Colorado State University. Allison Kidd, Colorado State University. This session will provide information on recommended apps for common mobile devices to support academic tasks for students with disabilities in higher education. A review of built-in accessibility options will be provided as well. Bring in your own mobile devices and favorite apps. Lake House. Lunch meetups, or on your own, 12:20 to 2 p.m. Exhibitor presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 2:30 to 2:55 p.m. Pope Tech, intro on how to use Wave. 3:05 to 3:30 p.m. Monsido, web accessibility and governance. Breakout sessions, 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. UDL, accessibility and quality assurance collaborations at the University of Arizona for online classes, take 2. Barbara Lopez, University of Arizona. Tiffany McClelland, University of Arizona. Maintaining a culture of UDL takes active involvement across campus and demands vigilance in evaluating online learning content across the curriculum life cycle. Learn how the University of Arizona's Office of Digital Learning and Disability Resource Center teamed up to provide proactive best practices for accessible and inclusive online learning. Waverly. Authoring documents with accessibility in mind, Virtual A. Paul Reyes, Common Look. Taking a proactive approach to document accessibility can save you time, money, and frustration. In this session, we'll explore document accessibility from the author's or creator's perspective. We'll explore best practices, things to consider, what to do, and what not to do. We'll also address how WCAG 2.1 affects document creation. Meadowbrook I/2. This isn't why I became an instructor. Motivating faculty to embrace accessibility, Virtual B. Dana Half, University of Alaska Anchorage. Jennifer Peterson, University of Alaska Anchorage, Kenai Peninsula College. Instructional design departments within our university system began accessibility initiatives by motivating faculty. You'll hear faculty perspectives on accessibility, what worked well, and what areas were a struggle. We'll identify ways to build accessibility into the curriculum and break down barriers at the same time. Cotton Creek I. The status of digital document accessibility. Are we any closer to inclusive education? Karen McCall, Open Access Technologies. It has been 4 years since the UN adopted the Sustainable Development Goals, among which is Goal 4.5, Inclusive Education. This session provides an overview of the progress made toward the inclusion of people with disabilities in learning opportunities. Cotton Creek 2. Tips and Tricks for Accessible PDFs. Rob Haverty, Accessibility, Adobe. At Adobe, we are constantly improving the experience of creating accessible PDFs. However, it remains a sometimes challenging process. In my time at Adobe and working with our customers, I have garnered a lot of information about making PDFs accessible. The goal of this session is to share what I've learned to make the process easier for you. Double session. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. Website accessibility certification and logos. What do I really need? Jeffrey Singleton, Xetera, Ken Nakata, Sixtera. Site accessibility compliance certifications and logos are becoming common offering from accessibility consultants. What do these certifications and logos really mean and what is required for a website? This session will help separate the myths from the reality of site certifications and logos. Windsor. Building a culture of accessibility through innovation. Evan Yamanishi, W.W. Norton & Company. Accessibility is positioned at the center of innovation in the Norton Lab. This presentation will cover the lab's Born Accessible EPUB platform, a deep look into interactive transcripts, and exciting work around automated color contrast and enhanced image descriptions. Westminster I. Writing good alt text, videotaped A. Geir Dietrich, Access Specialist, Consultant. Robert Beach, Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Descriptions of graphics in electronic documents are required for accessibility, but what does it mean to write a good alternate text description? We will focus on the purpose of the graphic, what descriptive text to include to fit that purpose, and tips to keep it concise. Westminster 2. Institutional Roadblocks to Accessibility, a collaborative session on how to overcome organizational resistance, videotaped B. Howard Fuchsman, Purdue University. Dean Bruce Nyan, Purdue University. In this innovative flipped panel, we will present attendees with some common roadblocks that accessibility professionals encounter while promoting their work within their institution. Using the collective wisdom of the AHG community, we will work together to craft solutions for overcoming these roadblocks on a variety of campuses. Westminster 3. An Instructional Design Approach to Accessibility Lessons Learned. Justin Tumler, Cengage Learning. In this collaborative session, we discuss how the Cengage Instructional Design and Delivery Team builds accessibility, checks into curriculum development processes, addresses challenges associated with ensuring accessible content, and leverages appropriate resources. The intent is not only to share our experience, but to learn from one another. Westminster 4. Audio Description. What, Why, and How. Kelly Smith, AI Media. Audio description, also known as described video or video description, is the narration of the key visual elements in a video to provide access to people who are blind or have low vision. We will review the what, why, and how of AD/VD. Lake House. Exhibitor Presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 3:40 to 4 p.m. PubCom, Accessible Workflow for Publishers, Word and InSign. 4:10 to 4:30 p.m. SonoSent, The SonoSent Classroom. Get to Grips with Audio Notetaker. Breakout Sessions, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Incorporating Student Voices in Accessibility at the Penn State University Libraries. Binky Lush, Manager, Penn State University Libraries. Don Amsbury, Penn State University Libraries. Emily Rimland, Penn State University Libraries. The recent interest in student engagement in libraries has led us to expand our efforts to include accessibility and the lived experiences of students with disabilities at Penn State. We'll talk about the efforts of our Graduate Assistant for Accessibility and how we've included student voices into our library's accessibility initiatives. Waverly. The publisher sent me an EPUB. Now what? Virtual A. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. You requested alternate format for a student, and the publisher sent you an EPUB. You aren't sure if the student can read it with their existing technology, and you're not sure the EPUB includes all of the required navigation. I will show you how various TDS programs work with EPUBs, and how to turn that EPUB into another format if needed. Meadowbrook I/2. Toward Universal Design in Online Learning, the Interface Between Technology and Pedagogy, Virtual B. Mahadia Suke, Canadian National Institute for the Blind. Sam Havichandrashekhar, D2L Corporation. We will discuss the interface between technology and pedagogy in online learning environments, and the importance of applying inclusive design principles early in curriculum development. Key principles of differentiated instruction and inclusive teaching, and models of universal design, that educators can apply in course development will be shared. Cotton Creek I. Web Accessibility in Higher Education, an analysis of over 4,000 institutions. J. Pope, Pope Tech. Pope Tech tested the top-level websites of all U.S. universities and colleges, over 4,000 higher education institutions, using our scanning platform powered by the Wave engine. This presentation will review interesting findings, including what were the most common errors found. Cotton Creek 2. Tips and Tricks for Accessible PDFs, continued. Rob Haverty, Adobe. At Adobe, we are constantly improving the experience of creating accessible PDFs. However, it remains a sometimes challenging process. In my time at Adobe and working with our customers, I have garnered a lot of information about making PDFs accessible. The goal of this session is to share what I've learned to make the process easier for you. Stanley I., Adobe Lab. Web Redesign RFP 101. Deborah Dorsey, Maryland Online. Richard Smith, Harvard Community College. Mark Bandy, Harvard Community College. Harvard Community College completed a web redesign request for proposal, RFP, process. We will provide information for institutions to consider when developing their own RFP, materials for how to review submissions, and discuss governance process to ensure sites maintain accessibility standards as they grow and mature. Windsor. Educating Your Web Team, Accessibility for Chummies. Angela Hooker, Microsoft. You've been working with your chummies for years on accessibility, and they still don't quite get it. You give them rules, an accessibility audit report, deadlines, and standards, but they're unsure of how to use these resources. Learn how to educate them for success so they can create accessible, usable digital media. Westminster I. Feel Good About Your Tactile Graphics, Videotape Day. Gare Dietrich, Access Specialist, Consultant. Robert Beach, Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Creating tactile graphics can be daunting to the beginner, but it doesn't have to be that hard. By focusing on what is important to the graphic, you will be able to plan and structure your graphic without getting lost in the details. We will discuss planning and creating your graphic, as well as tools and repositories to make your job easier. Westminster 2. Extreme Design, Solve for Extremes to Create Better Designs for Everyone, Videotape B. Derek Featherstone, Level Access. When we project extreme needs onto a design problem, our solutions almost always end up making our interfaces much better for everyone. Use these hands-on design techniques to improve not only the accessibility of your interfaces, but also their much broader usability. Westminster 3. How to Juggle Daily Support and Widespread Accessibility. Kristen Dabney, Tufts University. Like many universities, there is an increased demand for accessibility staff to be involved in policy implementation in addition to the one-on-one support they provide to students with disabilities. This is one person's lessons learned while balancing both modes of support throughout the academic year. Westminster 4. Tips for Promoting Accessing IT Campus-Wide Within the Context of a Universal Design Framework. Cheryl Bergstaller, University of Washington. UD has emerged as a paradigm to address diversity, equity, and inclusion in the design of a broad range of applications that include IT, physical spaces, instruction, and student services. Engage with the speaker and other participants about how promoting the UD paradigm to all aspects of campus life can influence the expectation of accessible IT. Lake House. Exhibit Hall Reception, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Join us in the Westminster Ballroom Foyer for time to interact with exhibitors, other attendees, and enjoy some light food and drink. Athen Annual Meeting, 6:30 to 8:30. Westminster Ballroom 4. Who is Athen? The Access Technology Higher Education Network, or ATHEN, is a professional association. The purpose of ATHEN is to collect and disseminate best practices in access technology in the higher education environment, as well as present a collective voice for the professional practice of access technology in higher education. All are welcome to attend the annual meeting. However, only members can vote. Thursday, November 21st. Full-day pre-conference sessions. 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Registration open, Fountain Greens Foyer. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Exhibit Hall open, WB Foyer. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. roundtable discussions. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Exhibit Hall refreshment break. 12:20 to 2 p.m. lunch meetups, or on your own. 2 to 3 p.m. breakout sessions. 3:15 to 4:05 p.m. breakout sessions. 4:20, 5:20 p.m. breakout sessions. 5:20 to 6:30 p.m. Exhibit Hall refreshment break. 7 to 8:30 p.m. keynote banquet, Legacy Ballroom. Complete session details can be found at accessinghigherground.org. Breakout sessions, 8 to 9 a.m. A11Y First Editor Enhancements Module for Drupal 8. John Gunderson, University of Illinois. The A11Y First Editor Enhancements Module for Drupal 8 provides a way to support students, staff, and faculty in creating and learning about accessible web documents by modifying the default WYSIWYG editor used by Drupal. Drupal is a popular content management system, CMS, used in higher education. Waverly. Commonly seen accessibility errors, Virtual A. Becky Gibson, Nobility. Think you know how to create null alt text, add labels using ARIA, or craft good link text. Unfortunately, some of these accessibility requirements are still not properly used. This presentation will review common accessibility errors surrounding alt text, form labels, link text, structure, and more, which I continue to encounter on websites. Meadowbrook I/2. Getting past yes to genuine action, using the dark arts for purposes of good, Virtual B. Greg Hanek, Indiana University. Most stakeholders will agree that accessibility is important. But what else might you be doing to move things forward to seeing genuine action being performed for improvement at your campus? Using some dark arts, social engineering, skills for purposes of good may help gain desired results. Cotton Creek I. Access BSC, a bridge to success in college, developing your transition toolkit. Sumna Silverheels, Buffalo State College. Lisa Franco-Ayak, Buffalo State College. Using Access BSC as a model, presenters will discuss how to effectively assist high school students with disabilities in utilizing low-cost and free assistive technology, along with other tools to support a successful transition to college. Cotton Creek 2. Creating accessible PDF forms. Rob Haverty, Adobe. Making PDF forms accessible can be a challenging task. Choosing whether to create form fields in a tagged PDF or create them prior to tagging only adds to the confusion. Each has its advantages and challenges. In this session, we will learn how to create accessible PDF forms using Acrobat Pro DC and explore the differences between the approaches. Double session. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. Training Your Dragon, creating a training guide for Dragon Naturally Speaking, Lecture/Demo. Wink Harner, The Foreign Type. A practical how-to guide on setting up training modules for students and others on Dragon Naturally Speaking, from initial training, through dictation practice to program operation by command, creating macros, dictating math, and using voice navigation. Stanley 2 Lab. Fuse Personalized Approach, designing an accessible database management system for disability services. Joanna Lindsay, Florida International University. David Wong, David Software Services. This session will focus on the positive effects a fully customizable database management system has on disability services in higher education. Removing barriers while providing equal access to education is directly impacted by a DMS, so we will discuss how FIU's DRC has adopted a new system at FIU while advancing the university strategic plan. Windsor. Literacy support with the added bonus of accessibility, read and write. Laura Trimble, text help. Gabe Christie, Metropolitan State University of Denver. Read and Write's range of features support students with their reading, writing, and studying. This session will detail how the program supports Word, Google Docs, websites, PDF, and more. Strategies presented can be used to teach the tools to students, support student acquisition of skills, and successfully implement the program across campus. Westminster I. Social Media and Accessibility 2019 Update, Videotaped A. G.N. Wild, Accessibility Oz. Every year Accessibility Oz analyzes the accessibility compliance of the 7 main social media sites. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Tumblr and LinkedIn and explains what needs to be done to make sure your social media is accessible to all. Double Session. Westminster 2. Alternative wayfinding systems to assist blind/visually impaired to independently navigate college campuses, videotaped B. Jim Kessler, Senior Access Consultant, AHEAD. A discussion looking at positives and negatives of accessible written directions, word maps, sounding devices, directional and location beacons, real-time descriptions designed to enhance independent wayfinding for blind/visually impaired on college campuses. Westminster 3. Accessibility training for IT vendors, a new model to reach accessibility. Hadi Rangin, University of Washington. University of Washington provides on-site accessibility training to vendors that have demonstrated strong commitment and have an accessibility roadmap. In this session we will share how we structure and perform our trainings. Westminster 4. Math Made Easy, Conversion, Authoring, and Access with Aquatio. Paul Brown, Text Help. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Aquatio is making math conversion, creation, consumption, collaboration, and compliance easy, and accessible, on campuses and in school districts across the globe. Instructional design, disability services, and math departments explain how this game-changing software is saving them time, money, and frustrations across the board. Lake House. Exhibitor presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 9 to 9:25 a.m. Verbit, Verbit Demo. 9:35 to 10 a.m. PubCom, Accessible Tables, InSign to PDF. Breakout Sessions, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Making Career Services More Equitable and Inclusive Through Accessibility and Usability. Rebecca Hall, University of Minnesota. Raquel Anderson, University of Minnesota. The University of Minnesota's Career Services works hard to assure equitable access to opportunities for its students. This work includes looking with a critical eye at the online resources we provide, and engaging key campus partners from purchasing, to IT, and disability resources in efforts to make these resources accessible and user-friendly. Waverly. Using the Microsoft Accessibility Checkers to optimize document accessibility, Virtual A. Karen McCall, Open Access Technologies. The rules for the Microsoft Accessibility Checkers are evolving to reflect WCAG 2.x. This session provides an overview of how to effectively use the Microsoft Accessibility Checkers and identifies some of the issues that might arise if different versions of Office applications are used within an organization or collaborative process. Meadowbrook I/2. EPUB Reading Systems for Students with Learning Disabilities, EPUB. Virtual B. Joseph Palazzotto, UC Berkeley. Richard Orme, DAISY Consortium. EPUB reading systems offer rich learning opportunities for students with disabilities, such as dyslexia, traumatic brain injury, and attention deficit disorder. In this session, we will compare and contrast popular EPUB reading systems and their support of the study skills that these students need the most. Cotton Creek I. How we do accessible IT at the UW. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. Cheryl Bergstaller, University of Washington. Dan Comden, University of Washington. Hati Rangan, University of Washington. Gabby DeJong, University of Washington. Bree Callahan, University of Washington. The University of Washington has a long history of leadership in IT accessibility. In this session, team members from UW at Accessible Technology Services will discuss their individual roles and how they fit within the campus-wide strategy to empower the broader campus community and develop accessibility expertise throughout the institution. Cotton Creek 2. Creating Accessible PDF Forms, Continued. Rob Haverty, Adobe. Making PDF forms accessible can be a challenging task. Choosing whether to create form fields in a tagged PDF or create them prior to tagging only adds to the confusion. Each has its advantages and challenges. In this session, we will learn how to create accessible PDF forms using Acrobat Pro DC and explore the differences between the approaches. Standley I, Adobe Lab. Positive Forward Movement, A University's Digital Accessibility Journey and Strategies. Jen Beth Mann, Illinois State University. This session explores positive forward movements and strategies for improving digital accessibility efforts across campus. Discover how Illinois State University is leveraging campus partnerships, establishing policy and procedures, and creating a new design system to improve usability and accessibility. Windsor. Integrating Social Justice in Computer Science Pedagogy, UDUC. Rua Williams, University of Florida. This presentation will highlight via case studies the essential need for critically conscious pedagogy in computer science coursework. The presenter will demonstrate practical means of implementing pedagogical strategies for integrating ethics, social justice, and critical theory into learning outcomes to produce more a conscious student body. Westminster I. Social Media and Accessibility 2019 Update, Videotaped A, Continued. G.N. Wild, Accessibility Oz. Every year Accessibility Oz analyzes the accessibility compliance of the 7 main social media sites. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Tumblr and LinkedIn and explains what needs to be done to make sure your social media is accessible to all. Westminster 2. Monitoring your organization's accessibility effort, videotaped B. Justin Stockton, The Pacello Group. Knowing where to begin your accessibility effort and how to monitor its ongoing efforts can be confusing without tooling that fits into your existing workflows. This technical demo of ARC will walk you through the various methods it can integrate into your teams and organization. Westminster 3. Streamlined Accessibility Testing, How a Harmonized Baseline and Quick Test/Fail Techniques Increase Efficiency. Jonathan Avila, Level Access. This presentation will cover how to build a testing methodology based on the ICT testing baseline, reviewing the evaluation methodologies that are available and the related benefits of each, along with quick test/fail techniques to increase overall efficiency. Westminster 4. Way Resources, Putting Accessibility Guidelines and Support Materials to Work. Sean Lawton Henry, W3C Way/MIT. Sharon Rush, Nobility. Explore free online resources from the W3C Web Accessibility Initiative, Way, that support digital accessibility implementation across your organization. We will present tools, tutorials, training, videos, methodologies, and other material to advance your accessibility efforts from several angles. Lake House. Exhibitor Presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 10:10 to 10:35 a.m. Common Look, Testing PDF Documents Using Common Look Validator for Accessibility. 10:45 to 11:15 a.m. Concourse Syllabus Management, Designing Syllabi for Everyone. Roundtable Discussions, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Topics and locations will be determined on site. For updates visit accessinghigherground.org/roundtables or check at the registration desk. Exhibit Hall Break, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Lunch meetups, or on your own, 12:30 to 2 p.m. Exhibitor presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 2:25 to 3 p.m. Sonocent, introducing Glean. Sonocent's online note-taking tool for Gen Z. 3:25 to 3:50 p.m. Sunglasses. Using smart glasses technology in the classroom. Breakout sessions, 2 to 3 p.m. Vispero in education, affordable software and hardware for entire campuses. Michael Wood, Vispero. Learn how Vispero partnered with colleges and universities to make JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion affordable so students have the necessary accommodations through their college years. We will also show the latest in hardware to make your campus fully accessible for low vision and blind students, faculty, and staff. Waverly. The Great PDF Purge, Virtual A. Crystal Tenen, NC State University. We have worked with our campus on reining in inaccessible PDFs, but we still have the Wild West of PDFs on our campus websites. That's where the Great PDF Purge comes in. This inaugural event was geared at working with campus content creators and owners to re-examine each PDF we have on our websites and determine their fate. Meadowbrook i/2. Able Player 4.0, a free, open-source accessible media player, Virtual B. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. This session will explore all the features of Able Player 4.0, including support for captions and subtitles, audio description, two ways, chapters, and metadata. Plus playlists, YouTube, Vimeo, a WordPress plugin and a Drupal module. Double session. Cotton Creek I. Words to the Wise, how typed transcripts and video captions are boosting student outcomes. Nathan Nunez, Rev. Join Rev as we delve into the research that shows how a simple, low-cost accessibility hack of offering captions and transcriptions can benefit all learners and how any university can improve learning experiences greatly, simply by harnessing the power of the written word. Cotton Creek 2. Preparing accessible math documents using MathJax, hands-on. Volker Zarga, Progressive Accessibility Solutions. We instruct on creating accessible math content from a variety of sources using exclusively free available open source tools. We concentrate on the generation of alternative document formats including speech and braille suitable for web and EPUBs. And we teach how to use assistive technology with the new MathJax version 3 library. Double session. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. Creating and remediating EPUB. EPUB. Richard Orm, DAISY Consortium. Suboptimal EPUBs will benefit from enhancements such as descriptions and improving structure. Furthermore, you may want to add extra resources to even the most accessible files. This session will walk attendees through how to fix or add value to EPUBs using free tools. You will also learn the latest ways to create your own EPUB resources. Double session. Stanley 2 Lab. The future is accessible, starting now. Christy Elmore, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Robin Ertz, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Chris Johnson, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Rachel Tendell, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Ron Nelson, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. John Robnett, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Digital accessibility can seem like a monumental task to undertake. Where do you even begin? Iowa State University Extension and Outreach staff asked that question nearly 2 years ago. This presentation will focus on the logistics of such a task in a large organization, the financial strategies, and the methods used to create buy-in and support from both leadership and staff. Lessons learned and impacts from a year of successful implementation will also be shared. Join us to learn steps that you can take home to start making incremental changes in your own organization. Double session. Windsor. Universal Design for Learning, Planning for Learner Variability. Brian Soms, Volunteer State Community College. Universal Design for Learning is a great platform to engage faculty in big ideas like reaching all learners while connecting them to practical considerations like accessible text and captioned videos. This interactive session will define Universal Design for Learning, introduce the three principles of UDL, and discuss ways to incorporate UDL into instruction. Westminster I. Add accessibility to your process the easy-ish way, videotaped A. James Green, Sr. Visa. We'll cover the basics of how people with disabilities use technology, what the requirements and laws are, how to sell it to your stakeholders, how to find qualified help, avoid fakers, tons of red flags to look out for, risks you will want to mitigate up front, how to evaluate your team and build a process they can and will want to adopt. Double session. Westminster 2. Neutralizing the fear factor, how perceptions of ongoing risk hamper momentum for your accessibility program, videotaped B. Rick Ferry, Barrier Break. Often accessibility programs have their origins linked to negative events. Angry students, litigation, reputation damage, etc. As a result, many find implementing solutions tainted from the outset. But by changing your approach, accessibility can stop being an item on a risk map and instead become a driver that supports many other opportunities. Westminster 3. OCR's Year in Review. Mary Lou Mobley, U.S. Department of Education. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights enforces Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act and Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act, with respect to educational entities. In this presentation, OCR's national disability expert will cover key enforcement decisions from the past year. Double session. Westminster 4. Providing tactile tours to increase usability of tactile graphics. Brian Richwine, Indiana University Bloomington. Mary Storrs, Principal Accessibility Consultant, Indiana University Bloomington. Presenters will introduce a special kind of figure description that we call a tactile tour for use in alternate media when tactile graphics are being used. The tactile tour description format increases the speed and confidence in which a tactile tour can be consumed by students with blindness by preconditioning and guiding perception. Lake House. Breakout sessions, 3:15 to 4:05 p.m. Piloting Blackboard Ally, Faculty Perspectives. Krista Miller, Virginia Tech. Blackboard Ally is advertised as a tool capable of technical accessibility checks of all content in a learning management system, LMS. Virginia Tech pilot tested Ally to determine if it could support faculty in the design and deployment of accessible course material. This session provides lessons learned, faculty feedback, and future plans. Waverly. The Blueprint for Student Success, Accessibility Support for Faculty and the Workflow to Make it Happen, Virtual A. Sean Ure Dyson, Santa Monica College. Lizel Madrona, CCC Accessibility Center. Faculty are subject matter experts, and now that many schools are using Canvas as their learning management system, they have also become website designers. Ideally, Canvas courses should be designed with accessibility in mind. How can an institution provide support for courses in these situations? Join Sean Ure Dyson and Lizel Madrona to learn how. Meadowbrook I/2. Able Player 4.0, a free, open-source accessible media player, Virtual B, continued. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. This session will explore all the features of Able Player 4.0, including support for captions and subtitles, audio description, two ways, chapters, and metadata. Plus playlists, YouTube, Vimeo, a WordPress plugin and a Drupal module. Cotton Creek I. Building an accessibility team, hiring the right specialists for the job. Jacqueline Tolisano, Optum. This session discusses tips, tricks, and techniques for hiring qualified accessibility experts to help any organization meet its accessibility goals, including tips on how to structure an interview process, What questions to ask during interviews, addressing different types of accessibility skills, and how to grow your own accessibility experts. Cotton Creek 2. Preparing accessible math documents using MathJax, hands-on, continued. Volker Zarga, Progressive Accessibility Solutions. We instruct on creating accessible math content from a variety of sources using exclusively free available open source tools. We concentrate on the generation of alternative document formats including speech and braille suitable for web and EPUBs. And we teach how to use assistive technology with the new MathJax version 3 library. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. Creating and remediating EPUB, EPUB. Richard Orm, DAISY Consortium. Suboptimal EPUBs will benefit from enhancements such as descriptions and improving structure. Furthermore, you may want to add extra resources to even the most accessible files. This session will walk attendees through how to fix or add value to EPUBs using free tools. You will also learn the latest ways to create your own EPUB resources. Stanley 2 Lab. The future is accessible, starting now, continued. Christy Elmore, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Robin Ertz, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Chris Johnson, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Rachel Tendell, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Ron Nelson, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. John Robnett, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Digital accessibility can seem like a monumental task to undertake. Where do you even begin? Iowa State University Extension and Outreach staff asked that question nearly 2 years ago. This presentation will focus on the logistics of such a task in a large organization, the financial strategies, and the methods used to create buy-in and support from both leadership and staff. Lessons learned and impacts from a year of successful implementation will also be shared. Join us to learn steps that you can take home to start making incremental changes in your own organization. Windsor, Accessible Design Top 10 List. Marshall Contreras, University of Houston, Clear Lake. Using the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG, 2.0a, this presentation will inform the audience of 10 tips to consider when creating accessible content. These tips are not only vital to creating an accessible document for students with disabilities but can also benefit all individuals through incorporating universal design principles. Westminster I. Add accessibility to your process the easy-ish way, videotaped A, continued. James Green, Visa. We'll cover the basics of how people with disabilities use technology, what the requirements and laws are, how to sell it to your stakeholders, how to find qualified help, avoid fakers, tons of red flags to look out for, risks you will want to mitigate up front, how to evaluate your team and build a process they can and will want to adopt. Westminster 2. Way Curricula, Build Your Own Accessibility Courses, Videotaped B, UDUC, Way. Shadi Abuzara, World Wide Web Consortium, W3C. Learn about open curricula that are freely available from the W3C Web Accessibility Initiative, WAY, to help you build your own courses and presentations on web accessibility. Westminster 3. OCR's Year in Review, continued. Mary Lou Mobley, U.S. Department of Education. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights enforces Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act and Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act, with respect to educational entities. In this presentation, OCR's national disability expert will cover key enforcement decisions from the past year. Westminster 4. A tactile image is worth a thousand words. Dave Wilkinson, American Printing House for the Blind. Session attendees will learn about several ways of quickly creating detailed tactile images, maps, and other materials for students who are blind. Lake House. Exhibitor Presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 4:10 to 4:35 p.m. 3 Play Media, Quick Start to Accessible Video. 4:50 to 5:15 p.m. Rev, Impacts of Caption on Learning. Breakout Sessions, 4:20 to 5:20 p.m. EdICT, Exploring IT Access in 5 Countries. Cheryl Bergstaller, University of Washington. Dorit Olenek, Shemesh, The Open University of Israel, OIU. Dana Kaspitzahor, The Open University of Israel, OIU. Learn findings of the EdICT International Network. Disabled students, ICT, post-compulsory education and employment. In search of new solutions. This network, led by the UK, US, Canada, Israel and Germany, has for several years explored ways that these and other countries can increase access to accessible IT, particularly in post-secondary settings. Waverly. The Velvet Hammer, Accessible Procurement Buy-in and Pushback at Cal State San Bernardino, Virtual A. Leon McNaught, CSU San Bernardino. Christine Fundell, CSU San Bernardino. Constance Jones, CSU San Bernardino. This presentation will discuss strategies used to achieve buy-in and mitigate resistance to the CSU accessible procurement process at CSSEB. We will also highlight lessons learned over the past 2 years. Meadowbrook I/2. Intro to Audio Description, Virtual B. Jacqueline LaDuke, 3 Play Media. This session will cover the basics of how to add audio description to online video, legal requirements for audio description, video player compatibility, examples and demos, how to create audio description, and benefits of audio description outside of accessibility. Cotton Creek I. Progress Made on Accessible STEM, APUB. Charles LaPierre, Bainey Tech. George Kurzscher, DAISY. Digital educational publications in STEM can be quite complex to make accessible. Mathematics, physics, biology, and chemistry must be visually correct and accessible to persons with disabilities. Last year we showcased the leading efforts in making math accessible. This year we will provide an update on math and look at making STEM accessible. Cotton Creek 2. Testing accessibility throughout the software lifecycle. Justin Stockton, The Pacello Group. Software testing can take on many forms, and testing accessibility with the various tools available is just one of these types of tests. Utilizing other methods like unit, integration, and functional testing can make it easier to assert that what is being built is accessible. Standley I, Adobe Lab. W3C Web Accessibility Initiative, WAI, Two-Way Q&A. Sean Henry, W3C WAI/MIT. Sharon Rush, Nobility. Shadi Abuzara, W3C Web Accessibility Initiative, WAI. Join this question and answer, Q&A, session to learn about the International Standards Organization W3C, and its Web Accessibility Initiative, WAI. You can contribute your ideas on resources such as the In Progress Web Accessibility Curricula, specific training and presentation materials, and resources for making online learning accessible. Standley 2 Lab. Website Liability Under U.S. Accessibility Laws. Ken Nakata, Sixtera. Jeffrey Singleton, Xetera. Do you understand how disability laws affect websites? This presentation quickly lays the groundwork for understanding website liability. Then the presentation shifts gears to focus on common day-to-day questions and how they have answered by federal courts. Windsor. A Graphic Designer's Perspective on Universal Design for Learning. Lance Heide, Northern Essex Community College. This is a case study of a campaign to bring UDL to a small community college. As part of a three-person team, the speaker brought his experience as graphic artist to the project. The result has been a growing interest among faculty and staff in producing more professional-looking documents that are not only accessible, but also user-friendly. Westminster I. Alternatives to Adobe Acrobat Pro DC, Nuance Power PDF and Foxit Phantom for Business, Videotaped A. Karen McCall, Open Access Technologies. There are two alternatives to using Adobe Acrobat Pro DC for creating and remediating accessible tagged PDF documents. Nuance offers Power PDF Advanced, which incorporates a ribbon in Office applications but is also a standalone tool. This session takes a look at the pros and cons of each software. Westminster 2. Scaling Online Course Accessibility, Videotape B. Kristen Knoppenberger, University of Alabama. Learn how complete accessibility checklists, with all of the required items and step-by-step instructions, tailored for each program/platform, provide a standard of accessibility, job aid/training, on-demand accessibility information, and the ability to scale accessibility checks and remediation for all online college courses. Westminster 3. Getting Beyond the Checklist Culture, Change, and Accessibility. Pat Needles, Onyx. Pat Needles will be discussing the importance of moving beyond checking the boxes of digital accessibility and technical compliance. While WCAG 2.0 provides a convenient roadmap towards accessibility, it takes cultural change within an organization to make proactive avoidance of accessibility barriers a priority. Westminster 4. Make Your Classroom Accessible and Inclusive with Microsoft 365. Allison Oberg, Microsoft. Meet Microsoft accessibility experts to learn how Microsoft products can help create an inclusive learning environment, meeting the needs of all learners. We'll discuss recently released features, such as live captions and translation built into PowerPoint and Teams, and creative ways to leverage Seeing AI and the Xbox Adaptive Controller. Lake House. Pre-keynote reception, 5:20 to 6:30 p.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Join us for light hors d'oeuvres and appetizers prior to the keynote banquet. Cash bar will be available. Keynote banquet featuring Dr. Wanda Diaz-Merced, 7 to 8:30 p.m., Legacy Ballroom. Human-centered astronomy. In this keynote talk, Dr. Merced will share the approaches to disability inclusion in the field of astronomy from the perspective of performance, metrics of productivity and human-centered approaches. Friday, November 22nd. Full-day pre-conference sessions. 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Registration open, Fountain Greens Foyer. 8 to 9 a.m. Roundtable discussions. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. breakout sessions. 11:30 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. lunch, on your own. 12:45 to 1:45 p.m. breakout sessions. 2 to 3 p.m. breakout sessions. Complete session details can be found at accessinghigherground.org. Roundtable discussions, 8 to 9 a.m. Sessions and locations to be determined on site. Visit accessinghigherground.org/roundtables for updates or check at the registration desk. Breakout sessions, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Embracing the Workshop Model, a Scalable System for Ongoing Adaptive Technology Support. Michelle Bromley, Portland State University. Depending on enrollment and corresponding staff capacity, one-on-one adaptive technology assessment and support may not be an option. This presentation will outline effective means for developing comprehensive adaptive technology assessment, training, and support services through qualitative surveys, regular workshops, and targeted drop-in hours. Waverly. Building an Accessible Online Course, Best Practices and Principles, Virtual A. George Joe Eckel, Utah State University/WebAIM. Participants will receive an overview of best practices for creating accessible online courses delivered through a learning management system. Participants will also review some accessibility principles, and how WebAIM addressed specific challenges when developing an online course for creating accessible documents. Meadowbrook I. Video Player Accessibility 2019 Update. G.N. Wild, Accessibility Oz. Accessibility Oz tests the accessibility compliance of video players every year. Come hear the 2019 update and see how video players have improved, or not. Meadowbrook 2. Preparing Accessible Math Documents Using MathJax, Hands-On. Volker Zarga, Progressive Accessibility Solutions. We instruct on creating accessible math content from a variety of sources using exclusively free available open source tools. We concentrate on the generation of alternative document formats including speech and braille suitable for web and EPUBs. And we teach how to use assistive technology with the new MathJax version 3 library. Double Session. Stanley I. Adobe Lab. EPUB Face Off Publishers Getting It Right or Wrong, Virtual B, EPUB. George Kurz Share, DAISY Consortium. Rachel Comerford, Macmillan Learning. Jonathan Thurston, Pearson. Mary Konzachi, Director Product Management, McGraw-Hill Education. The panel brings together key educational publishers to expose details of the accessibility features consistently present in their digital publications. They will receive a set of questions in advance and will be required to show the accessibility feature in their publication. The moderator will dig deeper to possibly uncover shortcomings. Cotton Creek I. Leveraging Exceptions, Processes to Drive Accessibility. John Jones, Wichita State University. Wichita State University has developed an exceptions process that is designed to both track the places where our efforts to provide accessible opportunities are not quite there yet, but also as a tool for driving the conversation forward and pushing the institution towards an ever more accessible future. Stanley II Lab. Importance of End-User Testing in Accessible Media Capstone Research, UDUC. Jennifer Curry-Yonka, Mohawk College. This presentation will explore the importance of end-user and persona testing as part of the Mohawk College's Accessible Media Production Students Capstone Applied Research Projects on Creating Accessible Media Content. The presentation will cover both end-user testing and developing personas as part of the applied research process. Cotton Creek II. Lessons Learned in the Website Revision Process. Petra Hartman, Harvard University. Grace Mascola, Harvard University. Website updates can be a result of a change in office leadership, staffing, philosophy, or institutional directives. We will be discussing how our office went through a major website overhaul and the steps taken to establish group buy-in, delegation of tasks, and progressive improvement toward a more accessible and user-friendly design. Westminster I. Accessibility and the 7 Habits. Mark Greenfield, University at Buffalo. Creating a sustainable campus web accessibility program is challenging. Web accessibility is often misunderstood, poorly funded, and implementation is a shared responsibility. This presentation will provide an overview of Covey's 7 Habits and how these principles can provide the framework for developing a successful web accessibility program. Westminster II. Joliet Junior College's 508 Compliance Website Accessibility Journey, From Problem to Partnership. Timothy Rosler, Joliet Junior College. Mindy Diaz, Joliet Junior College. Anglia Sullivan, Joliet Junior College. During Joliet Junior College's journey from initial 508 accessibility challenges in its redesigned website to solving those challenges, several lessons were learned through a partnership between Disability Services, IT, the CIO's department, and their website governance software provider, resulting in a better website and a new academic program. Windsor. Breakout Sessions, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. APH in Higher Education. Dave Wilkinson, American Printing House for the Blind. We will look at a number of products specifically aimed at addressing the accessibility needs of students who are blind or visually impaired. These products include simple ways of creating tactile graphics, simple video magnifiers, braille translation software, etc. Waverly. Bookshare, Access Text, and Alternate Media Centers, Sources to Obtain Alternate Formats, Virtual A, EPUB. Don Evans, Center for Inclusive Design and Innovation. Charles Lapierre, Bainey Tech. The Access Text Network, ADN, Bookshare, and Alternate Media Centers are additional sources for disability service providers and/or individuals with disabilities to obtain alternative formats. We will explain the similarities and differences between Bookshare, ADN, and alternate media centers. Meadowbrook I. Web accessibility for large organizations, narrowing the focus. Catherine Tipton, CSU Northridge. Learn how one large public university changed our approach to reporting, improving the accessibility of our web presence while reducing the frustration of our web content producers. Meadowbrook 2. Preparing accessible math documents using MathJax, hands-on, continued. Volker Zarga, Progressive Accessibility Solutions. We instruct on creating accessible math content from a variety of sources using exclusively free available open source tools. We concentrate on the generation of alternative document formats including speech and braille suitable for web and EPUBs. And we teach how to use assistive technology with the new MathJax version 3 library. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. Hey, Siri, are we there yet? The state of ASR and synthesized speech for captioning and description, Virtual B. Alisa Adelberg, 3 Play Media. We'll cover 2 different speech technologies, ASR and synthesized speech, and where they succeed and fail when it comes to accessible video. We expect to see continuous improvements in ASR for captioning and transcription. However, with current technology, we have a starting point of, about, 80% accuracy, which is not acceptable for captioning. Cotton Creek I. Learning Process Automation, Bringing Assistive AI to Accessibility. Rajiv Narayana, Ansra Source. Artificial Intelligence, AI, is in a nascent stage in the learning industry, but that is about to change. AnsraSource CEO Rajiv Narayana will demonstrate how AnsraSource has leveraged learning process automation for accessibility, achieving dramatic quality, time, and cost improvements. Stanley 2 Lab. Accessibility, Teaching Skills for the Future, UDUC. Tracy Cristofero, Marshall University. Lori Howard, Marshall University. Ralph McKinney, Marshall University. Brian Morgan, Marshall University. Industry is actively seeking people who can create accessible products, but they cannot find trained talent due to a significant skills gap. MuAccess helps students obtain those skills to fill that gap. Smart devices and a smart dorm excite students about innovative problem solving, foster real-world connections and support future employability. Cotton Creek 2. Faculty Training Success Story, Partnering Around Diversity and Inclusive Excellence Initiatives. Marla Roll, Director, Colorado State University. Craig Spooner, Colorado State University. Shannon Archibiki Engel, Colorado State University. College campuses are striving to assist and train faculty with creation of accessible course content. The ATRC at Colorado State University has successfully partnered with larger campus diversity and inclusive excellence efforts to build and implement a successful inclusive technology training program. Westminster I. Collaboration Room, Bring Your Accessibility Questions. Robert Beach, Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Gear Dietrich, Access Specialist, Consultant. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. Joseph Palazzato, UC Berkeley. Do you have accessibility questions? This is the place for you. A team of experienced and knowledgeable individuals will be available to assist in finding answers to questions on a wide range of accessibility topics. This is not a lecture, presentation, or panel discussion. This is a conversation session on the topics you want to know about. Westminster 2. Your Ally in Change Management. Krista Greer, Blackboard. Many schools are trying to make big changes regarding accessibility on their campus. Yet, few of us consider how real change happens. As one who has insight into dozens of schools' strategies regarding improving accessible digital content, I want to share some principles of change management that all can utilize regardless of role. Windsor. Lunch, on your own, 11:30 a.m. 12:45 p.m. Breakout sessions, 12:45 to 1:45 p.m. How to Empower Professors to Support Students with Disabilities, Virtual A. Austin Stamm, St. Mary's College. I have presented the past 2 years at my college to faculty about the importance of incorporating universal design, inclusivity and accessibility in the classroom. The goal of this presentation is to provide you with a guide you can use to inspire faculty to incorporate those principles into their courses and campus policy. Meadowbrook I. Sticky Access Giving a Change-Oriented A11Y Experience. William Burgess, Middle Tennessee State University. What can we learn from psychology that will help us to convince others of the imperative nature of digital access? How about sticky ideas? I'd like to share a digital accessibility experience that you can implement at your organization to demonstrate common access barriers and how they can be fairly easily fixed. Meadowbrook 2. Different role, same goal, creating a culture that embraces accessibility, Virtual B. Jennifer Peterson, University of Alaska Anchorage, Kenai Peninsula College. Alicia Brito, University of Alaska Anchorage, Kenai Peninsula College. Our institution faced an Office of Civil Rights complaint and the Voluntary Resolution Agreement required all public-facing websites to be fully accessible by November 2019. With the mindset of different role, same goal, faculty and staff took ownership of creating and distributing accessible digital content. Cotton Creek I. Teaching Accessibility, Case Studies of Courses That Include Accessibility Topics in Their Curricula, UDUC. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. Corey Singleton, George Mason University. Shadi Abuzara, World Wide Web Consortium, W3C. In this session, three speakers will review curricula components that they have used in classes that teach about accessibility in computer science, IT and web design courses. Specific resources that can incorporate it into classes will be discussed. The third speaker will discuss curriculum resources developed by the World Wide Web Consortium. Cotton Creek 2. Creating the PSU Tactile Map from one SVG file. Michael Cantino, Portland Community College. SVG, Scalable Vector Graphics, files can be enlarged infinitely, embossed, with ink and texture, printed on microcapsule, swell touch, paper, laser cut, vinyl cut, 3D printed, and more. Learn how to use one SVG file for a variety of production methods and learn shortcuts for quickly creating an SVG from a source image. Stanley 2 Lab. Document accessibility, avoiding lawsuits, and future-proofing tools to be in compliance. Doug Koppenhofer, Crawford Technologies Inc. Recently, there has been an increasing number of demand letters and lawsuits around website and document accessibility. Education, governments, and small businesses are not immune. We will consider what tools to use. How should I monitor content and how do I provide the necessary quality assurance to be in compliance for PDF accessibility? Westminster I. From Accommodation to Inclusion, How to Build a Captioning Budget that Benefits All Students. Scott Reddy, Verbit. Many institutions are transitioning from the reactionary approach of accommodations for an individual student to a planned approach creating a better learning environment for all students. But this transition often requires a change in institutional mindset and budget. Come, hear how others are succeeding on this journey. Westminster 2. Breakout Sessions, 2 to 3 p.m. Writing Effective Alternative Text for Educational Content, Best Practices for Reducing Cognitive Load, Virtual A. Valerie Morrison, Center for Inclusive Design and Innovation. Finding the balance between providing too much and too little information in your image description is the key when describing images with educational content. Best practices for reducing cognitive load will help you write alternative text for complex charts, diagrams, and infographics that is effective, clear, and accessible. Meadowbrook I. ARA, a tool to enhance campus accessibility for students and visitors who are blind or low vision. Greg Stilson, ARA. This session will explain and demonstrate ARA, a tool which provides access to visual information in real time, for those who have blind or low vision, using an app on a smartphone or a pair of smart glasses. Attendees will see the service in action on existing campuses and learn how powerful and simple it is to implement. Meadowbrook 2. Creating an inclusive learning environment in 3 steps, Virtual B. Liesl Madrona, Butte College. Are you helping faculty with accessibility support on campus? Do you have a faculty professional development team that would benefit from having additional accessibility support resources? Do you want free digital goodies? If your campus uses Canvas, learn effective practices faculty can adopt to help make their courses more inclusive. Cotton Creek I. Student benefits and teaching resources for including accessibility/inclusive design topics in university courses. Howard Kramer, Ahead/University of Colorado Boulder. The session will review the results of a study to measure the student benefits of taking accessibility and inclusive design topics in college-level courses. Benefits for both career and academic work will be explored. In addition, learn about curriculum resources and strategies for teaching about accessibility. Cotton Creek 2. Take control. Overriding publisher layout for improved accessibility in your ebooks, including sideloading. Rick Johnson, Vital Source Technologies, LLC. While your ebook may have the needed accessibility markup, what you need may be a different layout, color scheme, or font to help improve the readability for dyslexia or other needs. Come learn how the latest Vital Source bookshelf puts these and other controls into the user's hands. Westminster 2. Exhibitor presentation schedule. Wednesday, November 20th. 9 to 9:30 a.m. DocSoft Incorporated Captioning Simple Easy, Michael Robichaud. 9:40 to 10:10 a.m. Blue DAG Using Technology to Streamline ADA Compliance, Trent Sunahara. 10:55 to 11:20 a.m. AI Media, Inc. Audio Description, Overview, Kelly Smith. 11:35 a.m. Noon Concourse Syllabus Management. How accessible is your syllabus? George Cook. 2:30 to 2:55 p.m. Pope Tech Intro on How to Use Wave, J. Pope. 3:05 to 3:30 p.m. Monsido Incorporated Web Accessibility and Governance, Jacob Dornbusch. 3:40 to 4 p.m. Pubcom.com, Accessible Workflow for Publishers, Word and InSign, Bevi Shagnon. 4:10 to 4:30 p.m. Sonocent, The Sonocent Classroom. Get to Grips with Audio Note Taker, Barry McFadden. Thursday, November 21st. 9 to 9:25 a.m. Verbit Demo, Scott Reddy. 9:35 to 10 a.m. Pubcom.com, Accessible Tables InSign to PDF, Bevi Shagnon. 10:10 to 10:35 a.m. Common Look Testing PDF Documents Using Common Look Validator for Accessibility, David Hare. 10:45 to 11:15 a.m. Concourse Syllabus Management, Designing Syllabi for Everyone, George Cook. 2:25 to 3:10 p.m. Sonocent Introducing Glean. Sonocent's Online Note-Taking Tool for Gen Z, Paul Davies. 3:25 to 3:50 p.m. Sign Glasses. Using Smart Glasses Technology in the Classroom, J.V. Featherstone. 4:10 to 4:35 p.m. 3 Play Media Quick Start to Accessible Video, Alisa Adelberg. 4:50 to 5:15 p.m. Rev Impacts of Caption on Learning, Wendy Mejia. Exhibit Hall Map. Exhibit Hall Layout. 1 Automatic Sync Technologies. 2 Answer Source. 3 Rev. 4 Accessibility Oz. 5 Note-Taking Express. 6 Concourse Syllabus Management. 7 Appligent Document Solutions. 8 Text Help. 9 Tenths Vispero. 11 Open Access Technologies. 12 Era. 13 AI Media. 14 Sonocent. 15 Census APS. 16 Common Look. 17 Monsido. 18 Blackboard. 19 Equidox Bionics. 20 Blue DAG. 21 Pubcom. 22 Verbit. 23 Sign Glasses. 24 Kurzweil Education. 25 Level Access. 26 DocSoft Inc. 27 3 Play Media. 28 247 Accessible Documents. 29 Sixtera. 30 Pope Tech. Conference sponsors: 3Play Media, gold sponsor. Booth number 27, www.3playmedia.com. 3Play Media is a full-service video accessibility solution you can trust to deliver on quality, turnaround, and support. 3Play Media provides closed captioning, transcription, translation, subtitling, and audio description to more than 2,500 customers in higher education, enterprise, entertainment, and government. 3Play Media simplifies the process of making videos accessible through flexible APIs, integrations with video players and platforms, simple plugins, and a user-friendly online account system. 247 Accessible Documents Pte. Limited, bronze sponsor. Booth number 28. https://www.247accessibledocuments.com. 247 Accessible Documents is a leading firm in the area of accessibility and Section 508 compliance. We offer accessible document remediation services to ensure that your documents, training manuals, user manuals, brochures, learning material, textbooks are compliant as per ADA and Section 508. We partner with translation companies to ensure that the translated documents meet accessibility compliance requirements. Let's be proactive and make all documents compliant with ADA and Section 508. Accessibility Oz. Booth number 4. www.accessibilityoz.com. Accessibility Oz is an accessibility consultancy based in the US and Australia. We work with clients to ensure they meet their accessibility requirements by providing assistance during audits, as well as instructional information through our products OzWiki, Accessibility Error/Solution Database, OzART, Automated Accessibility Testing Tool, and OzPlayer, Accessible Video Player. Adobe, Computer Lab Sponsor. Adobe.com. Adobe gives you everything you need to design and deliver exceptional digital experiences. We're passionate about empowering people to create beautiful and powerful images, videos, and apps across every screen. AI Media, Lanyard Sponsor. Booth number 13. https://www.ai-media.tv. AI Media offers a range of accessibility services, including remote live captioning for lectures, events, and live streams, as well as closed captions, transcription and described video. We deliver thousands of hours of live, pre-recorded captioning and transcription services to a range of education, corporate, government and broadcast clients globally. OnSource, bronze sponsor. Booth number 2. www.continualengine.com. Accessibility tools and platforms. www.ansrsource.com. Accessibility content services. Continual Engine and OnSource bring together decades of educational content experience with artificial intelligence enabled, scalable learning automation solutions. Our Invicta platform uses workflow optimization and automated alternate text and remediation tools to make content accessibility simpler, faster, of more consistent quality, and less costly. Appligent Document Solutions, bronze sponsor. Booth number 7. appligent.com/services/pdf-accessibility-services. Appligent Document Solutions provides high-quality accessibility services and remediation of PDF documents. Our education customers rely on us for excellent advice and service in providing accessible content. Blackboard Incorporated, gold sponsor. Booth number 18. http://ally.ac. Blackboard Ally focuses on making digital course content more accessible and integrate seamlessly into the learning management system. Using inclusivity, sustainability, and automation as its key pillars, Blackboard Ally helps you understand and tackle accessibility in a way that benefits all students. For more information, visit our website and connect with us. BlueDAG, silver sponsor. Booth number 20. www.bludag.com. BlueDAG is a cloud-based software suite that enables end-to-end management of ADA evaluations and compliance initiatives. BlueDAG's integrated suite of tools simplifies and streamlines the ADA compliance tasks of both public and private colleges and universities by allowing users to perform evaluations for programs and services, classroom and facilities, and public right-of-ways using desktop and mobile devices, manage grievances, student accommodation requests, and public communication from start to finish, save up to 60% of user time with automated report and plan development. Cengage, Gold Sponsor. http://www.cengage.com. Cengage is an education and technology company serving the higher education, K-12, professional, library and workforce training markets worldwide. Cengage creates learning experiences that build confidence and momentum for students. Common Look, Silver Sponsor. Booth number 16. https://commonlook.com. PDF accessibility. Problem solved. Common Look Registered is a world-leading provider of software products and professional services enabling government agencies, educational institutions, and corporations to meet their obligations for electronic document accessibility. Concours Syllabus Management, Bronze Sponsor. Booth number 6. www.intellidmia.com. Superior Syllabus Management. Concours. Superior Syllabus Management since 2007. Our leading, fully accessible, cloud-based platform allows you to manage syllabus templates, achieve consistency, run reports, expand access, ensure compliance, and streamline workflow. Equidox Bionics, Gold Sponsor. Booth number 19. https://equidox.co. Equidox empowers your organization to meet the digital accessibility needs of your clients, students, and employees with our PDF conversion software and services. Our professional digital accessibility services include web accessibility testing, web accessibility training and accessibility consulting, as well as VPAT completion. Use Equidox Bionics trademark software to convert inaccessible PDF documents in-house. Outsource PDF remediation projects to Equidox consultants using our PDF conversion services. Employ our digital accessibility services to ensure that your organization can reach everyone. Monsido Incorporated, Silver Sponsor. Booth number 17. www.monsido.com. Monsido is a web governance platform that specializes in web accessibility, ADA, quality assurance, and analytics. Our time-saving auditing tool provides accurate and insightful information that helps organizations work with confidence to identify accessibility and quality assurance issues where ADA compliance is mandatory. For more information, please visit Pope Tech, Bag Sponsor. Booth number 30. https://pope.tech. Powered by Wave. Pope Tech gives you enterprise-level accessibility reporting powered by Wave. We are built for higher ed. Results in Pope Tech are categorized just as they are in Wave, making them easy to understand. Along with your accessibility data, you'll get explanations in plain English what each issue means, an assessment of its impact on users, and suggestions for remediation. Rev, Platinum Sponsor. Booth number 3. www.rev.com. Fast. Affordable. Accurate. Rev provides fast, high quality, and on-demand services for transcription, video captions, foreign language subtitles, and document translation. Starting at just $1 per minute with a 24-hour turnaround, Rev is disrupting the transcription and caption markets by providing institutions with an easy way to make content accessible to all audiences. Rev offers solutions for institutions of all sizes through ADA compliance, customizable APIs, integrations with major platforms and video players, and an easy-to-use interface. Sonoscent, bronze sponsor. Booth number 14. www.sonoscent.com. Come and meet the Sonoscent team. We'll discuss how we help students achieve more with note-taking technology. Sonoscent software and web app enable students who struggle with note-taking to create their own notes. Instead of writing, students record classes and highlight key parts with color, combining annotations, audio, text, images and presentation slides all into a single workspace. Text Help Incorporated, bronze sponsor. Booth number 8. www.texthelp.com. Hello, we're Text Help. We believe that literacy is every individual's passport to academic, social, and professional success. It's our genuine desire to help students and professionals understand, learn, and express themselves. We create user-friendly literacy and learning solutions that provide the support everyone needs. Through reading, writing, STEM, and research. Vispero, gold sponsor. Booth number 9 and 10. www.vispero.com. Vispero is the world's largest assistive technology provider for the visually impaired. Our brands Freedom Scientific, Enhanced Vision, Optilic, and the Pacello Group develop and deliver innovative solutions that enable blind and low vision individuals to reach their full potential, to gain an education, obtain employment, succeed in professional careers, and live independently throughout their lives. Exhibitors. AERA. Booth number 12. www.aera.io. Visual Interpreter on Demand. AERA is a free, easy-to-use tool for anyone who is blind or low vision. Using the free app, a student or campus visitor can connect with real, highly trained agents who can see their surroundings through a phone's camera. From enhancing daily living skills to finding campus buildings or classrooms, AERA provides information on demand that increases independence, enhances efficiency, and empowers students to complete tasks on their own terms. Download the AERA app for free at www.aera.io/app. Automatic Sync Technologies. Booth number 1. https://www.automaticsync.com. Your video accessibility partner. Caption Sync by AST was developed 15 years ago, in collaboration with expert advisors from higher education and with funding from the U.S. Department of Education. We're known for our stellar support and for providing the most complete suite of video accessibility services available, including audio description and live captioning. Sixtera. Booth number 29. www.compliancesheriff.com. Compliance Sheriff, a Sixtera business, delivers web accessibility software and a comprehensive framework for web accessibility, built upon extensive research and decades of global industry experience. With a flexible and customizable automated accessibility testing solution and well-known expertise in the industry, Compliance Sheriff has helped shape many global organizations' accessibility policies and practices. DocSoft Inc. Booth number 26. www.docsoft.com. Liberating Speech. DocSoft Incorporated is a software development company that allows users to do in-house transcriptions, time coding and closed captioning to meet the needs of the ADA and Sections 504/508. Kurzweil Education. Booth number 24. www.kurzweilu.com. Kurzweil Education's assistive technologies provide accessible learning and parity across devices, offering a simpler experience that engages students. Explore the possibilities today. Level Access. Booth number 25. https://www.levelaccess.com. With 20 plus years of digital accessibility experience working with thousands of public and private sector organizations large and small, Level Access helps customers address the full scope of regulations such as the ADA, WCAG, and Section 508 with cutting-edge software, consulting and training solutions for effective, long-term accessibility programs. Note-Taking Express Inc. Booth number 5. www.notetakingexpress.com. Students should have the choice of how they engage with information. This is what Note-Taking Express provides. Open Access Technologies Incorporated. Booth number 11. www.openaccesstech.com. Universal accessibility is our goal. Document accessibility can be complicated. Making sure an accessible document is actually usable by those with vision or cognitive disabilities can be even more complex. You need a trusted partner to help you navigate the sea of document accessibility requirements and regulations. Open Access Technologies, OAT, understands there is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to making a digital document accessible and usable for everyone. You can trust the OAT team to ensure your entire document library serves the needs of your customers while ensuring compliance with WCAG 2.1, PDF/UA, Section 508 and other state and federal standards. PubCom.com. Booth number 21. www.pubcom.com. Technologists for Accessible Design and Publishing. Census APS. Booth number 15. https://www.census.dk/n/digital-accessibility. Alternate media made easy. Census APS Census Access Registered is a conversion service for accessible documents and alternate media. Census Access Registered automates the conversion of documents into a wide range of alternative formats including Braille, MP3, DAISY, DAISY Math and eBooks in 30-plus languages. Census Access Registered also converts inaccessible documents into more accessible formats and can be integrated with popular LMSs. Signglasses. Booth number 23. www.signglasses.com. Signglasses is an innovative technology that is aimed at improving the educational experience for all deaf and hard of hearing students in the classroom. Our technology allows us to broadcast live sign language interpretation from a remote location to a student in the classroom via smart glasses. These students no longer have to try to focus on two places at once. We also offer a suite of online tools that allow schools to source high-level interpreters, provides for enhanced scheduling and provides for cutting-edge lecture capture technology for the students. Verbit. Booth number 22. https://verbit.ai. Transcription just got a lot smarter. Verbit harnesses the power of artificial and human intelligence to provide a smart transcription and captioning solution. Built on adaptive algorithms, it is the only technology that generates the most detailed speech-to-text files to provide over 99% accuracy, delivered at record-breaking speed. Smart AI technology supports on-demand cart services for real-time results. Verbit's customized solution helps organizations maximize the potential of their audio and video files by making information searchable, accessible, and actionable.